So my heart is heavy as I study the Bible and Samuel, and it's about Israel's defeat. The Ark of the Covenant is taken by the Philistines. Israel has been defeated. Eli's two sons have been killed. Eli falls over dead. And here you have the wife of Phinehas. She goes into labor. She's about to give birth. The person with her tells her not to worry. The baby is about to be born. It's a boy. But she doesn't pay attention. She doesn't listen. She feels the labor pains. She gives birth to a boy and she names him Ichabod. Ichabod, meaning basically that the glory of God has left Israel. The glory of God has left Israel, and the Ark of God has been taken. Now you need to understand fully what the Ark of God really means. I know that most of you listening or watching know that the Ark of the Covenant carried not just the Ten Commandments, but the Spirit of the Living God, the Holy One of Israel. Let's look at what the Ark of the Covenant means in depth real quick. The Ark of the Covenant represented God's presence with the Israelites and served as a physical reminder of His covenant with them. It was a sacred chest containing the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod, and manna, symbolizing God's provision, chosen leadership, and the terms of their relationship. The Ark also signified God's judgment and mercy, particularly through the mercy seat, where the high priest would make atonement for sins. So the Ark of the Covenant, God's presence with the Israelites, a physical reminder of His covenant with them, a sacred chest containing the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod, and manna, symbolizing God's provision, chosen leadership, and the terms of their relationship. But it also signified God's judgment and His mercy. But look at that, God's presence with the Israelites. Now here you see a couple of things that are interesting. So this is Kophni. His name means pugilist, rooted from a word that means the hollow of the hand. The hollow of the hand. Now let's look at what the other name means. It means mouth of brass or mouth of a serpent. Mouth of a serpent. Eli means ascension or lofty, to climb or ascend, to be brought up, to be led up, to be offered, to lift oneself, to be exalted, to excel, to be superior to lift self up. So oftentimes when you see this word, it represents pride. Okay, so you have pride, the hollow of the hand, and mouth of the serpent. All three of these things are very much so associated with the end and the sins of the church. Now in verse 18, it says, when he mentioned the Ark of God, so Eli has just found out that the Philistines have defeated Israel. Israel has fled. And he has also found out that his two sons have died. Okay. So what happens? When he mentioned the Ark of God, because he also just found out the Ark of the Covenant has been taken into the possession of the Philistines, Eli fell off the seat backwards beside the gate and his neck was broken and he died, for he was old and heavy. Thus he judged Israel 40 years. So we're going to look at the word neck. You can see it's rooted in a word that means to tear away, to snatch, to rescue, but also to tear into pieces, to tear off from oneself. to be broken off, to be broken into pieces. You think about the end, the destruction of the temple, the destruction of the hearts of God's people walking away from God and returning to the ways of the flesh, becoming profane. You also think about circumcision. Circumcise also means to cut off and to destroy. So then what happens next? It says, now his daughter-in-law, Phinehas's wife, was pregnant and about to give birth. And when she heard the news that the Ark of God was taken and that her father-in-law and her husband had died, she kneeled down and gave birth, for her pains came upon her. This here at the end represents the church, the beginning of the labor pains of the church. She knelt down and gave birth, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women who stood by her said to her, do not be afraid, for you have given birth to a son. But she did not answer or pay attention. And she called the boy Ichabod, saying, the glory has departed from Israel because the Ark of God was taken. And because of her father-in-law and her husband, she said, the glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God was taken. Now notice here it says, and about the time of her death. My friends, this is also a prophetic picture of the end times church. It's about the fall of the church, the destruction of God's people. And what does it say? The glory of God has departed from Israel because the Ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband, she said, the glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God was taken. The Ark of God representing his presence with his people Israel, representing his Ten Commandments, for they were stored inside of it, and representing the covenant between God and man. The Holy Spirit is God's peace, his gift of peace, the gift of peace that he made with his people, peace between God and man. The teaching of peace, Jerusalem, that is the definition of Jerusalem, the teaching of peace, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Prince of Peace, peace between God and man. But you see, my friends, we have destroyed the true teachings of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. We have destroyed and shattered the Ten Commandments, for we no longer obey them. We no longer give ear to them, even though Jesus Christ, Yeshua, taught them, even though all throughout the New Testament, we are told that we are supposed to obey the Ten Commandments, yet the teachings on the Ten Commandments have been perverted and distorted by false teachers. The love messages, perverting the passage where it says in the Bible, the greatest commandment is love the Lord with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. The second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. When all Jesus Christ Yeshua was doing was pointing us back to the Ten Commandments. The first three commandments are how you love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. The last six of the Ten Commandments are how you love others. And the fourth commandment, the Shabbat, is how you love yourself. So Yeshua Jesus was merely pointing us back to the Ten Commandments. Jesus Christ Yeshua, the chief cornerstone, he didn't put to death the Ten Commandments. He renewed them with his blood, sealed them with his blood and with the living, breathing Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the seal of our salvation. The true teachers of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, are supposed to be teaching the Ten Commandments. They are supposed to be teaching obedience to the Word of God, not this wishy-washy, watered-down, ear-tickling message, this hyper-grace message, this once-saved, always-saved message that is being taught by so many, all filled with deception, truth mixed with lies. My friends, this ought not to be. Do you see the warnings in the Bible, all throughout the Bible, the warnings over and over repetitively? Are warnings to God's people. It's not about the outer world. It's all about the church. It's about the falling away of God's people, the destruction of the church, the destruction of the hearts of God's people, believing the lies, being deceived, the raising up of the false teachers who lead them astray. And that comes in more versions than just an actual teacher. It can be authors, preachers, pastors, YouTube video creators, TikTokers, anybody teaching God's people, leading them astray, leading them away from the truth. And you see, my friends, this warning was so urgent and so dire that even Daniel, when he saw it, was sick. He was sick and grieved, and all of his strength was gone as he looked into the future as God showed him and showed the destruction, the falling away, and Ichabod. The presence of God has left his people. And yet we all suffer. We all go through things. We are all being persecuted because God, in his great love for us, is consecrating us, rebuilding us. The Lord is building Jerusalem, bringing together the outcast of Israel, the outcast, those who are scattered to the very end. That's us, my friends, gathering together the outcast of Israel, healing broken hearts, binding up their wounds. How does he heal our broken heart? What is a broken heart? When you hear broken heart, you think of being sad. No, my friends, no. What happens if something breaks? It is divided. Healing the divided hearts of the people. We are divided in our hearts. We talk about Jesus. We talk about our love for God. We talk about all of these things. We say that we pray to the Lord and we say we love the Lord. But our heart is divided. The other half of our heart serves the flesh, loves the flesh, obeys the desires of the flesh, practices sin, lives in the flesh. We want the good things and the blessings of the Lord, but we don't want to truly repent, and we don't want to fall on our face and obey him. And so day in and day out, we would prefer our suffering over doing what we are supposed to do as God's people. You see, we have been disobedient from the very beginning. It's all about what God can do for us, not what we can do for God. We are the slaves or the servants, the willing slaves, the bond servant, willing slave. He is our master. But yet we as a church go around making demands to God, as the church teaches us to do, demanded of God. Just say in Jesus' name as if it's a magic wand that you wave and make demands. We don't demand anything of God. All we need to do every day is to wake up and say, Lord, thank you for your mercy that I was even permitted to wake up another day and to breathe another breath, Lord. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for having mercy on me, your slave, for I have sinned. I have sinned horrendously. Name in Hebrew means the mark, monument, mark. The name of God, the seal of our salvation, the mark of God, the Holy Spirit, our covenant with him, our marriage to him, just like you take your spouse's name when you get married as a bride, the name of God. I did a whole teaching on that. When Jesus said anything in my name, he means in covenant with him, in faithful covenant. Faith also means obedience, fidelity, and trust. If you think it just means to believe something and you're not being obedient at the same time, you can sit there and go command anything to happen and it's not going to happen for you. God wants obedience. Obedience is a love in God's eyes. If you want to love the Lord, it means obedience. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Obedience. It's all over the Bible. But we are a disobedient people. We want all the blessings God has to offer, but we don't want to serve Him. We don't want to be faithful to Him. We don't want to obey Him. We want to hear the ear-tickling love messages and disobey God. Sadly enough, there will be many people who deny my words as I speak them right now, who tell me that I'm wrong. My friends, all of you need to look into the Word of God and study it hardcore for yourselves and let go of what you've been taught. Let go of everything. If you think you know it all, then you have nothing to fear. Dig into the Word of God. Look at the Word of God through a fresh set of lenses. Start over like a child, unlearned and uneducated. Let the Lord God Almighty teach you and guide you. Ichabod, the glory of God, the presence of God, has left His people, Israel. Representing the covenant, the Ark of the Covenant, because we are no longer in covenant with the Lord God Almighty. We have walked away and renounced our covenant by choosing to worship Satan. You know, I see Christians each and every day making posts about Satan worshipers and going on about them. But did you know that when you renege on your covenant with the Lord and walk away from Him and you serve the flesh, you have made your God Satan. Therefore, you are worshiping Satan, the master and the God of the flesh. Think about that. Then how can we say, out of the same heart and the same mouth, that we do such evil things with and make evil covenants with the flesh, that we truly love the Lord God Almighty? Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. But we're not keeping them. And the thing of it is, it has to be from our heart. Do you even want to keep them? Do you want to love the Lord according to His definition of love? Is it in your heart to do so? It's time for us, like way past time, to fall on our face and pray, Lord, do something to my heart. Have a one-on-one with God. Have a one-on-one with yourself. Search your heart deeply. Do I really love the Lord? Do I really have a passion and a desire to obey Him? Do I love Him? Do I want to please Him? Do I want to serve Him? Or am I wanting to serve some God the church has taught to me that is supposed to serve me? You see, it's all about me, me, and more me. The unholy trinity of today. Me, myself, and I. What can God do for me? That's the God the church wants to serve. That's the God the church wants to go after. They don't want the God that is really in the Bible. So sad, so disheartening. All of these things that have come upon us, everything you see happening, was written about in the Word of God. It was prophesied. You know, I get sad also on many of the worldly holidays. I get so sad when I see Christians who honor and remember, of course, the dead soldiers who fought for this country that I live in, the USA. But what about all of the millions and millions and millions of brothers and sisters, including Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who were tortured, persecuted, beaten, murdered for the faith? What about them? Who went to their graves? So many of them eaten alive by wild animals, hung, sliced to pieces, all sorts of grisly things that they endured, so that you today, you and me, could have the ability to study the Word of God, to have a relationship with the Lord. And don't forget, I mentioned Jesus Christ, Yeshua. None of it would have been possible without Him and what He did. But we're more concerned about the things of the world what's going on in the world, what's going on with Donald Trump, what's going on in the news, what's going on in other parts of the world. But we have forgotten. We have forgotten. Let my words, my friends, let my words bring it to your mind. It's sown into your heart, these words. They are sown into your very DNA. If you are a true follower of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, remember, it's in you. Remember, remember your covenant with the Lord God Almighty. Remember what He has done for us. Remember the truth, my friends. Remember the truth. Let the truth in your heart rise above the deception. It's there. Search it out in the Word. Everything. Stop listening to all these false prophets all over the internet who say, "Thus saith the Lord," but it's not from God. All of these false prophets who have all these false prophecies. Every prophecy you need is in the Bible if you study it. And you go to the Lord and ask for understanding. There lies your prophecies. It's because the church today wants to be entertained. They want sensationalism. Sensationalism. They want something to run after. They want to run after their false prophets. They want to run after their false teachers, their false preachers and authors. But they don't want to run after the real Jesus Christ of the Bible. Instead, they want their Antichrist Jesus, the one that man has made with their hands, the false teachers who have risen over the many years and built up this false Antichrist Jesus. Antichrist just merely means instead of one that conforms to their fleshly desires, one that conforms to their sinful nature, one that allows them to be in the profane nature, and yet it's okay. And then they deny the real Jesus Christ, Yeshua of the Bible. That is the Jesus Christ the church goes after today. Not the Jesus that wants us to serve Him, but the Jesus who's going to do everything for them. The Jesus that can give them a motorcycle if they pray for it, or give them a new car if they pray for it, or shower them with tons of money and blessings and riches and wealth. The Jesus that gives them whatever their flesh desires. Being a true follower of Yeshua Jesus Christ isn't about your flesh being fancied and tickled. It's about suffering in the flesh, because your flesh is supposed to be dead. It's about walking in the Spirit. And you see, the church is so blind if they understood that when we suffer for the Lord and we go through things, it's not supposed to be as hard as it is to us, because we're supposed to hate the flesh. The flesh represents wickedness. The flesh represents Satan. We're not supposed to serve the flesh. We're supposed to serve the living, breathing God, the Holy One of Israel, the Lord God Almighty, and walk in obedience and truth to Him, not to the flesh, but instead we want a flesh-made, flesh-serving, ear-tickling Jesus. My friends, this is so sad. Where is the church today? The church is caught up in herself. The church is in bed with her lover, the devil. The church is all about the flesh, and therefore Ichabod, God, has departed. The Spirit of the Lord has left us, because we have denied Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, and the teaching of peace, Jerusalem. The teaching of peace. Let us bring Jerusalem back, the true teaching of peace. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the chief cornerstone, and we are all stones. God is rebuilding the temple. He is rebuilding it. Every time the truth is told, and the Ten Commandments are being taught, and the truth goes forth. And we hear it and we receive it and we fall on our faces in true repentance, true humility, humiliate, true repentance with a humble heart, pleading with the Lord, please, Lord God Almighty, please change my heart. Please, Lord God Almighty, change my heart. Deliver me in my heart. Deliver me from my sin. Deliver me from my wickedness, Lord. Deliver me from the ways of my flesh. Lord God Almighty, deliver me. Please heal my heart. A divided heart. A double-minded man. Healing the broken hearts. Binding up the wounds. The wound. What is the wound? The wound is the sin, the deception, the wickedness. The scattering of God's people, the destruction of the church, the destruction in our hearts, binding it up, making it whole. God is taking his knife, his sword, and severing that flesh nature away, cutting it off, circumcising our hearts. And then as he does so, and as we suffer, and as we are finally moved out of our own stubbornness and pride, into true humility and repentance, God is then binding up those wounds, healing it. My friends, are you ready? Are you ready to truly fall on your face, truly repent, and truly call upon the Lord God Almighty and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord? I will end this video with this verse. And I will say to you that this verse is not about the United States of America. This verse is about God's people who have fallen away and turned away from the Lord and turned away their heart, their eyes, and their ears away from the Lord. Here's what the Lord says. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. If my people, do you hear that? People out there, all of you who call yourself the people of God, called by his name, marked by God, those of you who have accepted Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as your Savior. If you don't believe me, Matthew 13 talks about the falling away of God's people. What do you think apostasy is? Backsliding, falling away. If my people who are called by my name, first, you've got to humble yourself, pray, seek his face, turn from your wicked ways. Humble yourself, pray, seek his face, and turn from your wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven. Then he will hear us, and he will forgive us, and he will heal our lives, our land. He will heal our land. Then we will have our promised land. You see, Israel never fully took possession of the promised land. We here at the end, God's remnant, we will be the ones to finally complete that and take full possession of the promised land. When all sin and all wickedness and all ways of the flesh will be done away with. And Jesus Christ will once again be the head of the church. And we, all of the stones, will finally become the full temple with Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as the chief cornerstone. When we truly repent and truly obey him. Ichabod. The glory of the Lord God Almighty has departed from his people because we have broken our covenant with him. We have turned away from him and turned a deaf ear to him. We have fallen away. We have broken our vows to the Lord God Almighty, the Holy One of Israel. And now the Lord God Almighty hides his face from his people and has turned a deaf ear to us until we truly repent for our wicked ways and truly humble ourselves under his mighty hand and search for him with all of our hearts, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. Until then, Ichabod, the glory of the Lord has departed from his people. My friends, I'm going through some very, very horrible things and have been now for months. I have an abscessed tooth. I have some dental emergencies and I have some other medical emergencies that need dealt with. And I am 100% viewer supported. So if you feel led or moved to sow a gift into this ministry to support what I'm trying to do to reach people with the true gospel message, let me tell you this. I know many of you out there have no way to really reach a lot of people, but when you help me reach people with the truth by supporting me, in God's eyes, it is the same as you doing it. You're enabling me to do so. So that's huge. And I want you to know I genuinely appreciate it. So please help me to continue doing this. And again, I desperately need help with some medical things that need to be done. So pray for me as well. I also have just been going through hell since I moved here. I was not informed that there's no insulation. The roof here is a flat rubber roof. It gets insanely hot. My electric bills are astronomical, ranging anywhere from $355 to probably over $400. Next month, winter might very well be horrible. The landlord's unwilling to insulate or do anything, and I have a 2-year lease. So this is just horrible. This is horrible, my friends, because I already couldn't afford my last place. And because of this, it's going to be worse, more expensive, worse than my last place. So I desperately need your guys' help. So if you have it to give, please consider helping me. You can do so via my PayPal or my PO box. I also have Venmo. I'm also on Patreon. I have the information on the screen. It's also beneath my video in the video description, and it's on my website, which, by the way, it's a free website. It's a free WordPress website. I don't spam or advertise. Make sure you go and subscribe to it. That's how I'm fighting the censorship and the shadow banning on YouTube. If you just subscribe to me to YouTube, you may get unsubscribed. You may not get all of my updates, but if you subscribe to my website, you will get every update unless it goes to your spam. So if you don't get an update from my website for like a week or two, go to your junk or your spam, check it, and do whatever you have to do to unmark it as spam so it will go to your inbox. That's very important. And from time to time, check that because it could happen again. So go to my website, truthhuntershow.com. Subscribe to it. I don't overpost. There's no ads, no spam, and it's 100% free. Don't forget to pray. Pray not just for your own needs, but let us remember to pray for all of us, to pray for each other, all of God's people, and to also pray for your enemies. That's very important. Jesus commanded it. He said, love your enemies and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. God bless you. And also don't forget to mention me in your prayers as well. I need those prayers. Very, very important. Pray for me. Pray for my family as well. And don't forget, delete everything from your mind you've ever learned or ever been told. Start over. Become like a child. Unlearned and uneducated as if you never heard of Jesus Christ or even God. Search the scriptures for yourselves. Give up books, commentaries, all of it. Study the words prayerfully. Let Jesus Christ, Yeshua, Rabbi, teacher, teach it to you, and you will be blessed. Let your eyes be opened. Let your ears be opened. It is the most wonderful thing. And by doing so, I have found things so beautiful and so amazing, things I've never been taught. God bless all of you. Search it out for yourself. Keep searching and don't give up, because then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God.